This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Hastings, Michigan. Well, Bradley, what are you doing 13 hours away from home? Well, I got to tell you, wherever we're called to go, we go. We make the most of our opportunities. The Word says that we're to go out and seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. It's exactly what we do. When the opportunity is given, and we are somewhere every month in the United States. August 14th, which will be tomorrow, starting from 12 to 4 p.m. on the front steps of the state capitol building. Listen to me carefully. From 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the front steps of the state capitol building, which is 100 North Capitol Avenue in Lansing, Michigan, I will be there as the main speaker. Sheriff Darleaf will be there as a speaker. Dave Ajima, a retired state rep from Michigan, will be there. Mr. America is what we call Dave Ajima. Also, the former state senator and gubernatorial candidate, Pat Kolbeck, will be there with us, as well as constitutional attorney and God-fearing woman, Catherine Henry. Catherine Henry, she will be there as well. Again, tomorrow, August 14th, Stand Up for America. It's called the Thin Blue Line from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the front steps of the state capitol building on or at, I should say, 100 North Capitol Avenue, Lansing, Michigan. Now, I'm saying this and repeating it for the very sake that I know that there's a lot of people in Michigan that listen to the Sons of Liberty. So with that said, we will see you tomorrow. If you're not from Michigan, you know what? Make it to Michigan. I'd love to meet you first and foremost. And I'll tell you what, friends, it's the opportunity of a lifetime to stand up against the Jezebel governor in this state and let the people know what's going on lawfully and constitutionally in taking back the people's house, namely in the state capitol. With that said, friends, we're going to be talking about when politicians attack Americans, they put up a fence. Well, what are you talking about? Well, in our particular state, and it's happening on a federal level, it's happening on the state level across the country, but I just wrote an article this morning. Why did the governor have to put the fence up in the first place? Well, that's all you have to do is ask yourself the question, for whom is he working? That will explain everything. Proverbs 27:6 tells us, deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. When are we going to understand that Jesus Christ was betrayed with a kiss, friends? And that's exactly what's happening all across the country. They love to kiss their constituents to death, literally. We see them betray us, and the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but kisses of an enemy are deceitful, for the record. Now, friends, after the show yesterday, on the way to Michigan here, 3 o'clock Central Standard, we took off about 3:25. We got all loaded up, and we went all the way through from Minnesota all the way to Hastings, Michigan, just yesterday afternoon. It took me probably about 11 and a half, 12 hours to get here, but in the process, I'm always catching up on what's going on, that which is applicable, because it's my job to stay in the Word and in the Constitution. So I can correct the deviations that we see out there according to the Word of God and the Constitution, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now, with that, I got to tell you, friends, I'm beginning to understand new scripture, not that I haven't understood it before, but in a new light, because this up-and-coming generation is deceived like none other. I received a text from an outlet called The Prophetic Word, the Spirit Move Ministry. And it's a young girl that claims that she's getting visions from God, and she's sharing those visions with people. And it's absolutely astounding to see the stupidity of the biblically illiterate in this country go right along with it. Now, I just want to show you how this works. So when this came up, I see a picture of her face right in front of me right now. It's a prophetic word. And you know what the prophetic word was? You don't have to fight. Friends, did you hear what I said? She's telling the church they don't have to fight. Well, that runs contrast on so many levels concerning the Word of God from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. She said that the Lord woke her up and she had a song going through her head, and she named the song. And as she woke up, she said that the Lord told me, the Lord told me, the Lord told me. Is the Lord speaking? Oh, there's no question that he is. But he's speaking diametrically opposed to these people that are prophesying and divining from their own wicked hearts. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful and above all things desperately wicked. Who can know it? But yet they continuously say the Lord said when the Lord hasn't said. So what I did is, of course, I had to take the time and show the deviation with the Word of God, just putting the Word of God up to her false word of prophecy concerning the church and how the church doesn't need to fight. So what I wrote, friends, is this, and you can go ahead and tell me your thoughts. If you want to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I said, I don't know what version of the Bible this lady is reading, but she might want to reread her Bible and talk to our founding forefathers who fought side by side along with the Black Robe Regiment, fighting, bleeding, and dying for what it is that we have in America 244 years later concerning our freedoms. She needs a good lesson of history before saying such heretical things that the church doesn't need to fight. I said, 60 million babies aborted since 1973 and the church remains idle and silent. We have homosexuality, gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, and the church remains silent, apathetic, and even accepting. Over the last six decades, the up-and-coming generations in public schools have been illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, and the church remains silent and apathetic. And now we have these young false prophets coming forth and saying, the Lord is saying, you don't need to fight. Folks, that's exactly why we're in the predicament that we're in today, is because we haven't fought, right? Again, fighting the good fight of faith. What have these people done? Well, they've taken on false doctrine. They've created a Jesus that looks just like them, and they say that the Lord is sane when the Lord isn't sane. Okay, I'm just teeing this up. But here I say an ending. Even going so far as to drop their kids off at the front gates of the public schools to be indoctrinated. Corruption in politics, as well as a direct reflection of the people in this country, starting with the church. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when that goes, all goes, said the second president of the United States of America, John Adams. But what do we have? We have false prophets saying the church doesn't need to fight. Oh, no, the Lord is saying the church doesn't need to fight at all. Just go back to your worldly lifestyle. Continuously serve your idols. Do what you've always done, and don't worry about the innocent in the womb. Don't worry about the children in public schools being made a prey by the sodomites in your country today. Don't worry about corruption in politics. No, she says, the Lord says that you don't need to fight. Folks, this heretic right here is a prime example of why women are supposed to...
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Friends, if you want to check us out online, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com shows you who we are, what it is that we have done, bringing forth the basket of fruit, friends, showing you what we are doing rather than what we're not doing and what we're going to do if you support us. No, we're doing it the other way around, friends, and that's exactly what we are called to do in fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. With that said, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies in the mainstream media, as well as on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube, click on, join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to the beforeitsnews.com website, beforeitsnews.com, and you can go to the front page there, click on to YouTube, join us on live chat, beforeitsnews.com. And again, if you want to give us a call at any time, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Folks, we're going to be talking about why did this governor have to put the fence up in the first place? The only question that you have to ask yourself is, whom is he working for? And that will give you the answer. I was just talking about this really quick during the first segment, and I want to finish this so I can get to the main topic here. But a woman on the way from Minnesota to Michigan yesterday sent out a YouTube, and it was called, friends, now listen to this, it's a young girl sending out words of prophecy, and she said that the Lord is saying, now 18 hours ago, and it's a prophetic word, she says, you don't need to fight. That's what she said. You don't need to fight. Can anybody show me in Scripture where that's applicable? I don't think anybody can show me that. Yeah, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Yep, I get all that. But you know what? In the process of that, also keep in mind, in every given scenario throughout Scripture, the Lord was leading them, Romans 8:14, to what? To fight the good fight of faith. And in going into the trials and tribulations, which by we enter into the kingdom of heaven, friends. This is ridiculous. And this is exactly what is happening in the church today. Instead of repenting, they're saying, no, 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 everything is okay. Don't worry about them 60 million babies. Don't worry about the sodomites making a prey out of your kids in public schools. Don't worry about the federal government illegally indoctrinating the children. No, don't worry about that. The Lord is saying, don't fight. You don't have to fight. I just want to say this in ending concerning this portion of my discourse, friends. This heretic right here is a prime example of why women are supposed to remain silent in the church and learn from their husbands. Now, listen, I'm not saying that as a smack across all women. No, I'm saying stick to the word. Yep. We had a Esther. Yep, I know all about her. Yep, we had a Ruth. Yep. We had a Deborah. Yep. We had an Anna, the prophetess. Yep, I understand all that. I understand Philip's daughters all prophesied, all seven of them. I understand all of that, friends. But it was being led by the Holy Ghost, okay? And what does the Holy Ghost come to do? He comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment in John 16. But what is she doing? No, don't worry about your responsibility. Don't worry about your obligations before God and the people. No, folks, this is about as backwards as it gets, okay? This is about as backwards as it gets. When you go to 1 Corinthians 14:34, it tells you that these sort are to remain silent in the church. As I said, friends, she's about as backwards as I have seen to date in 23 years of ministry. And I posted, beware of this one. Also read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. You want to hear some of the responses just to show you how biblically illiterate people are? Oh, this word is for me. I say thank you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ. Right? It's just sick. It's just really sick. Another one said, lovely message. Whosoever is reading this know that God has not forgotten about you. He is a promise-keeping God, and your time is now. Folks, this is what abhors me. This is what jacks me up. Youth talk, for a better way of saying it. This is what I preach against. And these are the type that are in the church today, friends, that are responsible for the decadence of the United States of America. And it's not scripture in any sense of the word. And what she has done, friends, is she has taken a carnal meaning, a reprobate meaning, from the word of God. The scripture tells us that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. She's giving you the letter even outside the letter of the word, and then she's saying that it's the spirit that is bringing the life to tell the church to sit down and do nothing when life is being taken away from children in the innocent womb, friends. This should angerify anybody that's out here. Well, let me stick to the word here, friends. And what does it say? When you go to Ezekiel 13, and the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, prophesy against these prophets of Israel, God's children, in America today, that's applicable, that prophesy and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is sending prophets against the false prophets. Then he says in Ezekiel 13, verse 3, thus saith the Lord, woe unto the foolish prophets. Woe is a curse. That is the Lord damning these people that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Okay? Then he goes on in verse 4, O Israel, thy prophets are like foxes in the desert. Then he begins to identify them. You have not gone up into the gaps. Now listen carefully. You have not gone up into the gaps. You are not a partaker of the afflictions. You have not laid my word to your heart, nor are you valiant for the truth. Okay? Then he says, neither have you made up the hedge for the house of Israel to protect them between the Lord and the people, just like Moses did. Just like many prophets did, friends. Okay? Then he said, neither made you up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. Notice the word to stand in the battle. Nope. She's saying that the word of the Lord is, hey, don't worry about anything, man. You don't have to fight. Oh, that's not scripture, friends. They have seen lying vanities and lying divination, saying the Lord. And the Lord hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision and have not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord saith, albeit the Lord is saying, I have not spoken it. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies. Now listen carefully. Therefore, behold, the Lord is saying, I am against you. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and the divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Now I end with this, verse 10, Ezekiel 13. Because they have seduced my people, saying peace, don't worry about it, you don't have to fight, and there was no peace. It's a time for war, not peace. Read Micah 3:5 as well. And what does he say? He said, you're saying peace when there is no peace, and one built up a wall and lulls, others daubed it with untempered mortar, saying to them, what does he say to them at the very end? Saying to them, with daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and you, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Now, this is exactly why we had Dana Coverstone on the radio, friends. Because I know what that brother is saying is true. And I want to tell you why I know it's true. Because I partook in part. We prophesy in part and we know in part. 1 Corinthians 13. Okay? I know by the witness of the Holy Ghost, in part having the same dream, in part to that which of Dana Coverstone. And where the false prophets are prophesying peace, peace, when the Lord has said there is no peace, you can rest assured, friends, this word, when it comes in fear, you come in trembling, and you come in a strong anointing, in weakness, friends. But that's how it comes. Not these people. They have not a burden or a care in the world. They're trying to put the people back to sleep, and because they don't know the word of God for themselves, what do? They put their head on the pillow that was created by the false prophets, and they go back to sleep, and what they don't know is they're sleeping the eternal sleep of death into their own demise. Why? Because they didn't take the time to understand that the first prerequisite from Jesus Christ himself found in John 7:17 is to know the doctrine. These people, friends, don't know the doctrines. And I drive this nail more than anything for the very purpose of making distinction between the real prophets and the false prophets. The real prophets are telling you what you don't want to hear, but what you need to hear, and admonition, right? The false prophets are telling you what you don't, what you do want to hear, as they continuously itch your itching ears. And when these people continuously pave the way to hell the way that they are, people that should know the difference don't. And I'm telling you, especially those that listen to me and those that watch me, I want to make sure that you're in heaven where you belong and not in hell where you don't belong, because that's not what you were created for. Remember in Matthew 7, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And by the way, what did he say right after that? He started to talk about the false prophets and how they would come in sheep's clothing. Okay? We need to make distinction. Real prophets, man, they get in your face because they love you enough to get in their face. They don't cover it under some false dissimulation or some counterfeit love in any sense of the word. Okay? The Lord rebukes that. So let's stick to the Word of God and the Constitution. We're going to be A-okay here. We're going to come right back and hit the main topic, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed to establish a formal diplomatic relationship, a dramatic shift brokered by the United States and President Trump that helped cement Israel's warming ties with the Gulf states. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying,
it's really remarkable, I think, when you step back and take a look at what this president has done on the peace front. And it wouldn't surprise me. It'll take some time in this environment, but it wouldn't surprise me if the president's eventually nominated for a Nobel Prize for today's work is an example.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Thursday she won't resume coronavirus aid talks with the White House unless they agree to a starting number of $2 trillion. Which is double the cost of the Republican proposal. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Labor Department is up with the number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
A better-than-expected weekly jobless claims report just out from the Labor Department. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the pandemic began, down to a seasonally adjusted 963,000 or so. Senior economist at Bankrate Mark Hamrick says,
the total number of people on unemployment assistance is now down to about 28 million overall. We also saw continuing claims dropping on the week.
He was speaking on CBS News.
The FDA is warning about more toxic chemicals in hand sanitizers as sales keep rising due to the coronavirus pandemic. The administration says there has been a spike in the number of hand sanitizers that claim to contain ethanol but actually test positive for methanol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live, friends, from Hastings, Michigan. Well, what are you doing there? If you just joined us, let me tell you what we're doing here, friends. We're going to be actually out on the Capitol stairs tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m., again, on the front steps of the State Capitol building. If you're in Michigan, come out and say hello. I'm just being told that there's going to be a lot of people there. I was told by the guy that put it on there, they're expecting up to 10,000 people. We'll see what happens. I've been honored to be the one that they chose as their main speaker. Also, who will be there is Sheriff Darleaf, who's also taking a national stand for you people. So we need to show these guys support. Sheriff Darleaf will be there, as well as retired state rep and retired U.S. Air Force pilot. We call him Mr. America. You should see the guy's name is Dave Ajima. He's a kick in the pants, by the way. And then we also have the former state senator and gubernatorial candidate, my friend Patrick Holbeck, and he's a great guy, by the way. And he will tell it the way it is, friends, and this is exactly what you're going to get, as well as the U.S. constitutional attorney, Catherine Henry. She will be there as one of the speakers again. It's called Stand Up for America, the Thin Blue Line, from 12 to 4 p.m. on the front steps of the State Capitol building, 100 North Capitol Avenue, Lansing, Michigan. So, friends, with that said, if you want to check us out online, let me just remind you, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube on the right side of the page after you read the articles, 13 to 15 of them every day. And join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, or again, go over to that of Before It's News. We're right on the front page, beforeitsnews.com. Click on to it. Join us on live chat. If you want to call in, you can. I'm hooked up with Comrax here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, listen, people, it's not enough for us to just know the Word of God or the Constitution. We have to apply the Word as it applies in our times, like the sons of Issachar knew the times. So should we. So if you notice that we're in this banner between the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution and making it applicable to each issue, you need to understand that's why those documents were written for us. We need to understand that's why the Bible was written, to apply it to our lives, right? Same thing with the U.S. Constitution. Apply it to government and to ourselves, ourselves before God and man first and foremost, so we can understand how to apply it to others and our government, those that we've entrusted to serve we the people, okay? So I want to say this for the record. Read 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, okay? That's real love. But you can't love your brother until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And where does that love come from? It comes from Romans 5. And I want to say I prefer sticking in the Word all the time and in the Constitution. I love it. I love staying there. I love having conversations. And I can go on and on and on. And I love conversing with people that know the Word of God, because the Bible says that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what I want around me, as did Paul. David. Say that, Lord, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. That's right. So we fear the Lord and we also keep his precepts. And precepts are those things that God has entrusted us to do here on this earth in obedience to him for the good of man. Okay, cool. Also read Luke 19 when you get a moment. Now, friends, I want to get to my topic here, okay? Why did the governor, this one in particular, in the state of Minnesota, you can look all across the country, you can look at federal government, you can look at the president's house, the White House today, they raised the fence. They put spears on the end of the fence. You know, people have got to begin to ask the question, why do they have to do that? And in this particular case, what I wrote this morning was, why did this governor in the state of Minnesota have to put the fence up in the first place? Friends, think with me. Think with me. That's all you have to do is ask the question, who's he working for? When you look at Proverbs 27, verse 6, it says, deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Now, I've always wondered, now again, let's get into our think mode real quick. I've always wondered how it is that a politician, nobody trusts them. Politicians, a slang word. For the most part, they're not liked by the people. I think they're entertained out of their freedoms by allowing them to remain, no doubt about it. But I do got to ask the question. I've always wondered how it was that a politician in America, especially America, with all the light that's been given unto us, along with their partners in crime, namely the military-industrial complex, could convince the people in this country to send their young men, your brothers, yourselves if you're a veteran, to fight unconstitutional wars. Read Amos 4:10 when you get a moment. Amos 4:10. How is it that a corrupt politician can persuade people to send the American people, their children, their grandpas, their dads, their neighbors, their brothers, whatever the case might be, to foreign wars, all the while knowing that they're unconstitutional wars? Now think about this. How is it that they got away with it? Well, those that went to fight the war didn't take the time to read the Constitution, right? No, they didn't. Neither did the politicians that sent them, nor have the people yet learned the kiss of death that falls from the lips of these criminal traitors. Now, stay with me, friends. I do want to remind you in the process of this discourse that did you know that the American Empire has 737 bases in 148 countries? Just to further solidify my point, I'm not just shooting stuff out there, friends. The American Empire now has 737 military bases in 148 countries. There's 196 countries. Did you know about that? Hey, America, I got a question for you. Since when did we become the police of the world? Do you see what's happening? They're establishing a new world order on the backs of your sons and your daughters. I also want to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, a new report just released. U.S. Special Forces are now active in 22 different African countries. Why? Did you know about that? Nope. See, and it only further solidifies the point, how is it that they convince the people in this country to go fight their wars? Because the people have never taken the time to know the founding documents, to know the difference as to what they're fighting for and what they're not fighting for. So in essence, let me tell you what they're fighting for. they're fighting along with the military-industrial complex, just like the Vietnam War, friends, when we had 58,121 men die over there for God knows what, because they're still confused about that war. But we do know that the politicians and the war criminals in government during that time, namely that of President Johnson, he reversed the orders the day after John F. Kennedy was assassinated concerning Vietnam. Kennedy was pulling him out. After Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson pushed him in. They made over $2 trillion off the blood of our boys. Invading a country that had nothing to do with such a response that we gave them, all the while knowing, just to continuously prove the point, that Tonkin Bay was not started by the Vietnamese, friends. It was started by the American people. It was a false flag. 58,121 men died, and the American people just want to ignore what happened there because they don't want to have to take responsibility in dealing with corruption in their government. See, but I want to tell you this. It's going to catch up to them sooner or later, right? Oh, by the way, if you want to end wars, just for the record, now there's righteous wars. We'll know the difference between an unrighteous war and a righteous war. How do you know the difference between an unrighteous war and a righteous war? An unrighteous war, they use your sons to fight their wars. And if you think that's a joke, you might want to consider what Henry Kissinger, the pedophile and war criminal, international criminal, by the way, who sits next to Donald Trump and others all the way since 1973 under Richard Nixon, giving advice concerning what they should do in other countries. He's the one that said military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. He only proves the point. He puts the icing on the cake. Friends, you want to know how you end wars? Send the politicians. How do you know when they're righteous? When they lead it up. How do you know they're unrighteous? When they send your sons to go do their killing for them. And it's only there for profits. Only there for profits, friends. Rest assured. Thinking about dollars and cents. Dudley. I'm just getting a thought here, friends. And I'm going to pull this up probably during the break as to what he said about what World War II is all about. And we'll see if it pulls up. Nope, still ain't pulling up. I'll pull it up during the break, and then I'll pull it up on the other side. The Lord's just kind of dropping this on my heart right now, so I want to share that thought with you as well. But going forward, friends, we're asking the question, why does the governor have to put up a fence? Well, let's take it a step further. How is it that they also convinced them that they, the soldiers, were to be subject to all sorts of war brutalities without much-needed protective gear, right? Our soldiers, send them over there to fight without protective gear, without much of it anyways. But yet in America, these same politicians that sent them to war are hidden behind bulletproof glass and armed security details, protecting themselves here at home from the people that they're to serve. Hey, folks, what are we talking about right now? Why are governors and why is the federal government putting up fences around those that are supposed to serve us? What is it that they have done to the people? I can give you the answer. They're not serving we the people. And what's happening, friends, is the people are awakening to the fact that they're not serving us, and that's exactly why they're protecting themselves against them that they're supposed to serve. And that's the first clue that the American people should wake up right then and there, friends, is when they do put up fences, when they do have armed security detail. I shared with you the other day of a famous philosopher who had walked up to one of the emperors, and he noticed that he had armed security detail around him. And he looked at him and he said, why? What is it that you have done to the people? Folks, that is wisdom. That is common sense. If they're serving the people are going to know it, and they're going to be loved by the people. Just look to South Dakota. Look at the governor there. Look to the 9 states that haven't gone along with the federal government, friends. The people there put praise on for the governors, telling them and praising them for doing a good job. And it is right and just to do so. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeanette has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, amen. I'm looking at one of my live chat friends right now. We're talking about Smedley Butler is who I was thinking about. And I want you to listen carefully just so you can understand. This is the original whistleblower, friends, concerning the expose and uncovering of the powers that be. Listen carefully. This is Mayor General Smedley Butler. He was the Major General, U.S. Marine Corps, and he was also an anti-war activist after he figured this out. Listen carefully. I served in all commissioned ranks from second lieutenant to major general. And during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business. Listen, for Wall Street and for bankers. In short, I was a racketeer for capitalism. I suspected I was just a part of the racket all the time. He said, now I'm sure of it. Just think about that. He said, by the way, he died in 1940. General Smedley Butler said of those in World War II, he said, this always gets me. Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and die. If you ever wonder about war, friends, like I said, make distinction between an unrighteous war and a righteous war, because there is a big difference. When it's a righteous war, those that are calling for the war will lead up the war, and the righteous will follow. When they send your boys, it's not righteous, especially when they can't prove the point of the war. If you want to end war, friends, send the politicians. Put them in a ring. Let them fight it out to the death. That's what I suggest. As a matter of fact, I would love to see it happen. And I'm not talking about holding a hammer over a bell, neither. I'm talking about putting them in a cage. Let them fight to the death. See how they like it. You know, and it's interesting, politicians today, they talk much of war, but the fact of the matter is, friends, they've never been to war. That's why they talk much of it. We need to think about what's going on here. Why did the governor have to put the fence up in the first place? Again, ask the question, who's he working for? Hey, folks, these said representatives are not, they're simply not upholding constitutional law and restraining men from their sins, 1 John 3:4. Instead, they are the ones that are tearing it down because they cannot restrain themselves, which creates the warfare within in an attempt to recreate this country in their own ungodly and foreign image. Now, let me just put you to the test here, friends, and kind of make the point of this discourse today. When we look at who's attacking who, we see our said representatives attacking the American people. This is hand in glove with the media. We talk about it all the time. And when we think about, namely, Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota, who's beginning to now understand that Minnesotans are not just going to go along with this un-American and unconstitutional edicts, as he had hoped, of course. And this goes across the boards because we're seeing revolt all over the country. We're seeing the churches finally standing up. Amen. Hallelujah. I praise God for every one of you guys that are doing it. Good job out there, 300 churches in California. Good job out there in Virginia, Liberty Council, for doing what you do. Good job out there in Florida for standing up against the tyrant and winning the day. We're all about that. That is who we are right there. Read the Declaration of Independence. But, folks, governors all across the country are understanding that you can oppress a people for only so long. Now, going back to specifically Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota, did you know that he put a fence around the Capitol? What's he need that fence for? As a matter of fact, MinnesotaPost.com just reported that it's not coming down anytime soon after all. Isn't it interesting? It was just like the Bushes concerning Iraq. It was going to be a six-month war, only to find out they did nothing to us. Only to find out from General Wesley Clark that they wanted their oil, and that's what it was about. After they killed how many innocent Iraqis? Only to find out that none other than the Vice President of the United States under George Bush, Dick Cheney, made $35 billion off the blood of innocent men, both theirs and ours. Isn't that crazy? But that's what's happening. But again, going back to the point, isn't it interesting how they create the war? They said it'll only last 6 months, like Afghanistan under Bush, and it's still going on. Wow. 20 years later, isn't that interesting? Folks, this is how they always play it. They get their foot in the door, and then once their foot's in the door, because you let them do it, guess what? They stay. But let me get to this, friends. MinnesotaPost.com reported that the fence isn't coming down anytime soon after all. Why did he put the fence up in the first place? That's the real question here, okay? Maybe it's because this treasonous governor has tear-tied care representatives such as Jelani Hussein residing on his Council of Law Enforcement in Minnesota, and Americans are figuring this all out. By the way, Jelani Hussein, right now, a care operative in American government, sits on the Council of Law Enforcement next to Tim Walz, is at this time attempting to dismantle the Minneapolis police. Do you think maybe this is why he's got a fence around himself? Yep, I bet it does. Do you think that maybe he's got that fence there, friends, because he and criminal Keith Ellison would like to bring in 300% more Somalis into the state and the people are now aware of this? I bet that's probably why he has that fence. Do you think that maybe that fence was put up in place because of the mayor's compact that is now coming to the attention of Minnesotans who now understand that there's an un-American alliance taking place in the state, by the way, initiated by the United Nations? I bet that's probably why he has that fence up. What do you think? I bet it is. Is that fence put into place because of his unconstitutional edicts when it comes to to his forced compliance concerning a perpetuated virus fraud? I bet it is. Could it be due to how he is working overtime, attempting to create enemies of the people, his constituents, that don't pretend with him? I bet you it is. I bet you that's the reason. I bet you the other reason is, too, friends, is his mishandling of the George Floyd case. We even have the mayor in the state of Minnesota, namely in the city of Minneapolis, going after the governor saying that he completely mishandled the whole affair. Minneapolis mayor blames Governor Walz for ignoring warnings about riots. Do you think that maybe that's why he's got that fence around himself? Do you understand, Americans, why they have to protect themselves? Because they're not working for the American people anymore. And guess what's happening in Minnesota? The American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, again, are figuring out, wait a second, he's got that fence up there because he's protecting himself from the very people that he promised to serve. I mean, folks, he swore the oath, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution, to uphold the Constitution against all enemies. Minnesotans are figuring out he's doing just the exact opposite. See? What do they say? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time and got it no time? Guess what, Timmy? People are catching on to you. That's why you have lawsuits coming down on you right now. But again, the point that I'm making, putting the question mark to the American people, why do the governors have to have fences around the capitals? Why do they have to have armed guards? Why does the president of the United States of America, if you take that in contrast to just 70 years ago now, I remember when Truman used to walk up. I watched films and documentaries of Truman walking up and down the streets in Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of his constituents. What's happened to that? They're not serving the people anymore, friends. The more they need to be guarded, the more you know and understand that they're not working for you. Minnesota is waking up today, and this is exactly why this governor in this state, friends, has none other but a big fence wrapped around the Capitol building. Just think about it. That house is our house. In every state, the governor's house belongs to us. The White House belongs to us. And yet, they're not serving we the people. You know, I'd love to talk to some of these Secret Service guys and ask them the question. I remember when we were standing in front of the White House when Barack Hussein Obama, that criminal foreign sodomite, was planted in the people's White House mysteriously, right? Leviticus 26, verse 17, read it when you get a moment. Read Deuteronomy 17 when you get a moment as well. And also understanding that a foreigner shall not rule over us. But with that said, friends, I wondered how the Secret Service justified protecting a man in the people's White House that they were all the well knowing was conspiring against the very people that he was supposed to serve. You know, I know those Secret Service guys, they'll say to you that they were just doing their job. No, they weren't doing their job. They were selling you out, America. Americans, they were selling you out. These Secret Service guys, law enforcement, these agencies, the good guys in the CIA and the FBI and so on, you need to understand what you're protecting. And it's your job, if you know the Constitution and your oath, is to deal with the corruption at the top and have them lawfully removed. That's the answer, friends. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9 when you get a moment. That's the answer. See, friends, you can only oppress the people for so long before they begin to see and deal with their oppressors. Read Judges 6, because that's exactly what God called Gideon to go do, was to deal with the oppressors. Who are they? Well, in this country, friends, they act foreign, but they're not foreign. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.